Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Oh my gosh, where's the music? There it is right there.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for February the 15th and 16th, depending on when you're listening. Those of you listening on Spokane Public Radio, you are experiencing this on the 16th and in a truncated manner. They do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the first hour, and then from 8 to 10 is the rest of it. And you get a Prairie Home Companion in between. You get All Things Considered. You get Selected Shorts and all those things. Those of you listening on Northwest Public Radio, you get the whole shooting match all at once. And that's how that goes on Saturday. All righty. Here's something else. That Inland Folk's been going on now since 1982 on Spokane Public Radio. And in Northwest Public Radio, it started in the fall of 1983. So for Northwest Public Radio listeners, we are in our 31st year. And we'll finish that up and start our 32nd year in June, or in September of this. And we're at Spokane Public Radio. We are in our 32nd year already. You see how all that works? Anyway, the point being that they want to know stuff. And they want you to know stuff. So they want you to go to the Northwest Public Radio website, just nwpr.org, or email at nwpr, yeah, nwpr.org. Email that address, and any questions you want to ask me, any questions about music or any questions about lifestyle or any questions about hosting a radio show or any questions about the history of Inland Folk or any questions about, my association with the Passenger Pigeon Society, just kidding, you can email nwpr.org and they'll ask me those questions, and I've got to write something or say something or do something, and they're going to put all this in a big Facebook thing and a big article and do all kinds of stuff to commemorate Inland Folk being past its 30-year stage. And, you know, that's kind of cool that they're doing that. You know, you don't really think about it until all of a sudden it happens. 30 years of music. And I go back and I look at it, and, you know, we could almost just start playing the stuff we played at the very beginning and just start the whole shooting all over again. Because that's generational. We're talking about a generation and a half. Alrighty, so nwpr.org, any questions that you want to ask me or anything like that that will be put into this thing that they're doing, that's pretty cool. Also, since we're talking about all this, let's talk a little bit about the archive show. The thing that you look up on the internet, the archives. Here's the deal with the archives, okay? The archives are now on the website. The website does all the work, so there's no more question about Macs and PCs and all this kind of thing. It's all on the website, alrighty? And the thing about it is, though, is you only get it an hour at a time. You got to re-implement it every hour. You can't just listen straight through for the 3 hours. That's the one thing about the archives. The other thing about the archives is this. The first weekend after it airs, it'll still be in Windows, and then on Monday we transfer it over on to the website. So the archives is a big deal. It's a big resource, and it's really nice to have that. We have shows going back as far as 2006, and we will get them into that format fairly soon. Okay, this is enough talking. Way too much talking. Alrighty. So, how about some African drum music? This is from an album. It's just called The Continent of a Thousand Drums. And either I lost the booklet to it, but there's nothing else with this. And I don't even know where this came from. But it's pretty neat. It's just African drum music of all sorts. And that's all it is. Here we go, track one.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a long thing, wasn't it? Ubunwi, from the Republic of Burundi, tambour de Burundi, the drums of Burundi. Ubunwi, if we pronounce that right, which I probably didn't, means unity. And this is from this album called Continent of a Thousand Drums, 3-disc set here. And I now know where I got this. I got it at a White Elephant's gift thing and during the holidays a couple of years back. That's probably why there's no booklet with it. But, of course, the marvels of Amazon and our production assistant, Uni, is our production assistant, because I am spacing on the full name. But I'll give you that quite a bit during this show. Anyway, the point is this is actually kind of neat. And it does show you this continent of a thousand drums continent. It shows you all kinds of different types of African drumming. And it's pretty cool. The Rankin family in there as well, with two versions of the same song, the boat song, the Scots Gaelic version, and then the poetic Portobello, As I Return into Portobello, from the Rankin family and Nova Scotia. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back with lots more music. You just hang on. We're just hanging out in the studio doing our thing. And it all works. It all works. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital. Next week, the hospital will host a blood drive on Thursday from 9 to 1. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be made at 509-397-3435. Whitman Hospital is located on West Fairview Street in Colfax.
A stormy three-day weekend with increasing rain and gusty winds today. High temperatures 46 in Moscow, 52 in Clarkston. Continued showers or snow showers tonight and continued wind, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow and President's Day, we'll see a mix of sun, rain or snow, and wind with highs in the low to mid-40s.
Got roundly chastised by Un Jong Shin. I should know that name. Worked with her for quite a while on a bunch of different playlists, which means when this show is airing, the playlist will be available at nwpr.org. Alrighty. Couple more from the Rankin family. This is called Breathe, Dream, Pray, something else. This is from their last album. This is an album they did in 2006, and they had broken up and gotten back together, and Raylene, by this point, was suffering fairly heavily with her. She eventually died of cancer of the liver just this last year, 2013. This album is called These Are the Moments. It's a much more pop album than some of the others. By this point, also, the fiddler and the mandolin player had died in a car accident, actually. And so they had already handled some death. This is quite a large family. And so we're going to play this. This is actually quite nice. And again, a much more of a pop sound. These Are the Moments, the Rankin family, their last album. Whoops, that's not, we don't want that. We want this instead.
Life's a mess, but beautiful.
Breathe, Dream, Pray. The album is called It's a great song. Oh, my gosh. Now, there's two mixes on here. Do you want to hear the single mix? Okay. This is just the last track, and it gives you the title, Breathe, Dream, Pray. And then the first track on the album, the very first track, is called the single mix. Let's hear what the single mix, if it's any different. Those of you who don't like the sound of this and don't like this song, suffer. Okay. Alrighty, here we go. Let's see if the single mix is any different.
Cause life's a mess, but you
Jimmy Rankin, who is the arranger and the guitarist and does a lot of the behind-the-scenes production stuff for the Rankin family when they're still doing things, which they still are sometimes. Jimmy Rankin from the Rankin family. He's the most pop of all of them. And this album is a very pop album. These Are the Moments. It doesn't have the traditional, I don't think there's one Scots Gaelic cut on it like there was on all the other albums. There's none of the traditional fiddle, and of course there couldn't be, and mandolin playing like there was on the earlier albums. The Scots part kind of left, and it's a much more of a pop-sounding band. Now, when they even get together, the Rankin family. But it's still good stuff, good harmonies, good feeling, good everything. So there you go. Party also Tracy Spring and Karen Wright's in there. And, wow, that was a good song. And it's from their album. This album came out a long, long, long time ago called the Binary Studio Concerts. And it is a concert, actually, but they took the applause out and everything. It's done so well live, but you wouldn't even know that it's a concert. And it's got some great stuff. We're going to hear a little more from that in the second half of the show. Alrighty? Second half of the show. Actually, it's the second third of the show. Okay? So that would mean that the next hour would be the third half of the show. All righty? Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hang on, because we are coming back. All righty? Hang on now.
Hour 2 of Inland Folk with Dan Marr begins in just a moment at 12 noon here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. I hope you can stay with us this afternoon at 5 o'clock for A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. We'll be hearing a show that was taped last year's April in Austin, Texas, with Asleep at the Wheel and the Texas Tornadoes. In Lake Wobegon, we'll hear how Pastor Liz makes house calls to hear the town's complaints. A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor at 5. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
Perhaps you feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines, information overload. Sometimes you just need to regain your balance and composure. You'll find respite in Northwest Public Radio, a sanctuary of timeless classical music to clear your mind and soothe the spirit, every weekday from 9 to 4 or at nwpr.org.